Today, child finds killer asbestos in playground. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, once again, there's another horrifying saga of dumped asbestos turning up in the wrong place with potentially fatal consequences, with, of course, governments playing down the risks. As The Guardian reported, asbestos has been found in further samples of garden mulch taken from the Rozelle Parklands in Sydney's in the West, with the state government still unable to say where else in the city the contaminated material may have been used. After an initial find, there was an urgent audit undertaken to determine what other sites could be affected by what the Premier, Chris Minns, described as a toxic substance. The government closed the Rozelle Parklands to the public and called in contamination experts just 3 weeks after the park opened above the Rozelle Interchange. The nearly 10 acres of green space includes extensive cycleways and green expanses, alongside large exhaust stacks for the tunnels below. The parkland was meant to appease inner west residents who would have put up with years of tunnelling noise and road closures during the construction of the Rozelle Interchange. The Premier said the government needed to know what potentially contaminated mulch had been used as soon as possible so it could close the other sites. I realise that it's massively inconvenient during the school holidays, but we can't muck around with safety. This is obviously a toxic substance, Minns said. Now, John Holland built the interchange and the park. One of its executives, Mark Davis, said he could not immediately disclose a list of other sites where the mulch had been used. And the State Roads Minister, John Graham, said the government had been advised the asbestos found at the Rozelle Parklands was, quote, low risk, because it was non-friable and air monitoring had not shown any anomalies. I'll come back to that in a bit. The New South Wales Transport Department confirmed recently that 3 of 34 samples taken from across the expansive park above Rozelle's multi-billion dollar spaghetti interchange had returned positive results for traces of bonded asbestos. Actually, it comprises of more than 16 kilometres of underground tunnels, and the Rozelle interchange connects the M4 M8 link with the Anzac and Iron Cove bridges and a future Western Harbour tunnel. Asbestos products are manufactured in two forms, friable asbestos and non-friable asbestos containing materials. And it was also sold in a raw, friable, loose form as ceiling insulation, for example, under the guise of Mr. Fluffy, and around the ACT and in parts of New South Wales. The use of all forms of asbestos have been banned in Australia, but it is still used in manufacturing in many other countries, and there is loads of it about, thanks to the proliferation over a number of years by people who should have known a lot better. And of course, people die regularly from exposure to asbestos. Now, around 97% of the asbestos products used in Australia was non-friable material. That means that the asbestos fibres were bonded by cement or vinyl or resin or other similar material. Often this form of asbestos is cited as quite safe and less damaged, sawn, drilled, sanded, crushed, or is excessively weathered. But if any of that occurs, then non-friable hard-bonded asbestos products may release fibres and become friable. So in other words, bonded asbestos is not safe. Corrugated asbestos sheet roofing, for example, often show signs of weathering. And when it's broken into smaller fragments, more fibres are released. So non-friable bonded asbestos has the potential to become equally as dangerous as friable asbestos, as distinction should never be made, because of the type, the colour, or form of the asbestos, all types, all colours, and all forms of asbestos have the potential to kill people. And you only need one exposure to a few fibres, and if you're unlucky years later, you might die. Of course, my wife died from exposure to asbestos a couple of years ago. And we run Asbestos Awareness Australia to highlight the risks. So fragments of bonded asbestos were detected in two samples of garden mulch taken from the park earlier on. And it was only discovered after a child brought it home from a playground. So in other words, the kid picked up a piece of asbestos that clearly had been broken down and could well have been releasing fibres. And the tests of the atmosphere, without actually stirring up to see whether in fact fibres are coming out, are quite convenient, but of course don't tell the full story. Now, a spokesperson for the New South Wales Environment Protection Agency said that it has received, quote, very early advice from the supplier of the contaminated material that the use of this batch of mulch was not widespread in other locations. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? Work continues to determine the source of the bonded asbestos and to ensure the mulch used in this area has not been used on other sites, they said. The Transport Department Secretary, Josh Murray, said he had no more information on which other limited sites the mulch had been used on. And he said the supplier's claim would be fully tested by the EPA. We will give that advice to the public as quickly as possible, he told reporters. Murray said it was also up to the EPA to determine how the asbestos got into the mulch, which he said is commercially available in the first place. He said the result parklands will remain closed while the government worked out how to remediate the site. And Murray said the mulch was recycled, but he would not identify a brand or specific product. He said it's been used by the landscaping company HL Landscaping, which was contracted by John Holland. And Murray said he could not say whether the taxpayer or John Holland would foot the bill. John Holland executive Mark Davis insisted the company had carried out thorough testing as it built the Rozelle interchange and the park on top of it. He confirmed the mulch had been used on other projects, but said he couldn't immediately disclose the list of sites. And John Holland declined to comment further. The company and the state government have both refused to name the supplier of the garden mulch, citing the need to respect the EPA's investigation. Asbestos is expensive to dispose of, and it's an offence to reuse or repurpose the hazardous material in New South Wales. The fact that this has slipped through the net in terms of the kind of oversight you'd expect there to be in government projects is, I would say, alarming, said Dr. Gail Phillips, the lead investigator in the Australian Asbestos Network project. The member for Balmain, Kobe Shetty, said the responsibility lay with the Transport Department. They have a duty of care to ensure that any new parkland they deliver does not have contaminated material in it that will put the community at risk, she said. The Inner West Council Mayor, Darcy Byrne, said if the contractor or one of their suppliers had done the wrong thing, they needed to be held accountable. I made that very clear to the government. And of course, I want to underscore, first, there is no safe level of exposure to asbestos fibres or dust. Secondly, the argument that it's bonded so it's not a problem is rubbish. As I've explained, the fact is that even bonded asbestos, if it's broken in any way, can release fibres. And thirdly, of course, the level of exposure to create risk is extremely low. And finally, by just testing the air rather than actually testing the materials and everything else means the government can claim things are okay when they're not. So this is a classic example of, firstly, the problem with asbestos because, of course, it has to be disposed of. It's costly to dispose of, so quite often people take shortcuts. And the other point there is that the politicians want to claim everything is being done. But I'd remind you more generally, about one third of houses in Australia have asbestos within them. And governments, as I've lobbied them, really don't want to get too close to this horrible subject because, of course, the consequences would be dramatic if they decided that they needed to have it removed. So it's a bit of a playing a game here. The risks are real. Asbestos has been found. They need to do the right thing. But they also need to raise awareness more generally and to make sure that old asbestos, when it's removed, is actually handled appropriately and not chucked into recycling or other forms of reuse, such as mulch. This actually is a really critical issue once again, and I do express my absolute anger at what's going on. Asbestos is a killer. There is no known safe level of exposure to asbestos fibres or dust. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.